Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Queen V: Everything You Need to Know About Sex, Intimacy, and Down There Healthcare, is a nonfiction health guide by OBGYN Dr. Jackie Walters. Written for a broad female audience, the book uses an accessible, humorous tone to explain intimate anatomy, sexual health, and practical self-care. It positions vaginal and reproductive health as a subject that should be discussed openly rather than treated as embarrassing or mysterious. Drawing on Walter's practical experience in private gynecological practice and her public role as a health advocate, the book combines medical information with a personalized approach designed to help readers better understand their own bodies. Its structure emphasizes self-awareness, prevention, and informed decision-making rather than clinical jargon. The result is a guide that is both educational and culturally approachable, aimed at readers who want clear answers about common concerns involving sex, intimacy, infections, fertility, contraception, and routine gynecologic care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using plain language to make vaginal anatomy understandable. A central function of the book is to translate female intimate anatomy into language that readers can actually use. Walters frames the vulva, vagina, and related anatomy in everyday terms so that readers can distinguish among body parts that are often confused or discussed imprecisely. That matters because basic anatomical knowledge shapes everything from symptom recognition to conversations with clinicians. When readers know what is normal, what varies naturally, and what requires attention, they are less likely to rely on shame, guesswork, or internet myths. The book also uses humor and playful framing to reduce discomfort around topics that are often treated as taboo. This is not just stylistic. It supports comprehension by lowering the emotional barrier to learning. In that sense, the anatomy section is less about memorizing labels than about building a foundation for health literacy. Once that foundation is in place, the rest of the book can address hygiene, sexual function, and warning signs with greater clarity and relevance. Secondly, turning common gynecologic problems into practical health guidance. The book gives substantial attention to the kinds of concerns many readers encounter but may feel reluctant to discuss, including infections, unusual odor, itching, discharge changes, and sexually transmitted infections. Walters treats these issues as routine medical matters rather than sources of embarrassment, which is important because delay often makes symptoms worse or prolongs uncertainty. Her approach emphasizes recognizing patterns, knowing when to seek testing, and understanding that not every symptom signals a serious problem, but that persistent changes should not be ignored. This practical orientation helps readers move from vague anxiety to concrete action. The value of the book here lies in triage. It helps readers separate normal variation from signs that merit professional evaluation. By doing so, it supports earlier intervention and better communication with providers. The guidance is especially useful for readers who have not previously received thorough sexual health education, because it supplies a framework for identifying problems without self-diagnosing recklessly. The emphasis is on informed attention, not alarm. Thirdly, addressing sex, libido, and intimacy without moralizing. Another major theme is sexual well-being, including libido, intimacy, and the ways physical health intersects with sexual experience. Walters treats desire and sexual function as legitimate health topics, which is significant because many women are taught to regard them as private concerns rather than aspects of overall well-being. The book's strength is its refusal to separate intimacy from medical reality. Hormonal shifts, discomfort, contraception, infections, and anxiety can all affect desire and satisfaction. So the discussion is useful precisely because it links body and experience rather than isolating them. Walters also encourages readers to ask questions they may have avoided in clinical settings, which can improve the quality of care they receive. The practical implication is that sexual health is not limited to disease prevention. It includes comfort, communication, and understanding one's own responses. By normalizing these topics, the book helps readers think about intimacy as something that can be informed, discussed, and managed more consciously instead of being left to uncertainty or stigma. Fourthly, presenting self-awareness as a tool for prevention and early detection. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that intimate health improves when readers know their own bodies well enough to notice change. Walters encourages self-examination, awareness of normal patterns, and attention to broader preventive habits such as routine checkups and self-breast exams. This matters because many gynecologic and breast health issues are easier to address when noticed early. The book does not frame self-awareness as replacement for medical care. Rather, it treats it as a complement to professional evaluation. That distinction is important because it avoids the misleading idea that education alone can solve everything. Instead, the reader is positioned as an active participant in her own care, able to monitor changes, prepare questions for appointments, and respond more quickly when something seems off. The preventive logic of the book is especially valuable in a health system where many people receive fragmented education about their bodies. Walters uses accessible instruction to make proactive care feel manageable. The result is a model of health behavior rooted in observation, consistency, and timely consultation. Lastly, combining medical authority with personalization and humor. What distinguishes the Queen V from a standard health manual is its blend of expert instruction and personalized reader engagement. Walters brings the authority of a practicing OBGYN, but she packages that knowledge through quizzes, personality-based framing, and a conversational tone that makes the material feel tailored rather than generic. This matters because sexual health education is often delivered as universal advice that fails to reflect individual differences in anatomy, symptoms, preferences, and concerns. The book counters that limitation by encouraging readers to think of themselves as distinct cases with distinct needs. The personalization also improves retention. Readers are more likely to remember advice when it feels directly relevant to their experience. At the same time, the humor keeps the tone approachable without fully sacrificing seriousness. That balance broadens the book's appeal across ages and comfort levels. In practical terms, the book succeeds because it does not choose between credibility and accessibility. It uses both, making the information more usable for readers who might otherwise avoid a more clinical or more rigidly instructional text. In conclusion, The Queen V will be most useful for readers who want a candid, medically informed introduction to sexual and vaginal health without the stiffness of a textbook. It is especially relevant for women who want clearer language for talking with doctors, understanding their own bodies, and recognizing when symptoms merit attention. It can also serve readers who have never received thorough education about intimacy, contraception, infections, or routine gynecologic care. The book stands out in its category because it does more than list facts. It builds comfort, self-awareness, and practical decision-making at the same time. Compared with more clinical health guides, it is more approachable and less intimidating. Compared with popular wellness books, it has stronger medical grounding because the advice comes from an experienced OBGYN. Its use of humor and personality-based framing makes it memorable, but the underlying value is serious. It helps normalize conversations that many people avoid. For readers seeking a guide that is informative, direct, and culturally accessible, it offers a distinctive mix of expertise and readability. If you would like to support Jackie Walters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.